One headline in particular reads, Georgia becomes first state to ban Muslim culture in historic move to restore Western values. It's been shared at least 15,000 times on Facebook. This week, the fact-checking website Snopes debunked the story as it appeared on the website usanewspost.us.
usanewspost.us is one of well over 100 pro-Trump websites that are actually run out of the country of Macedonia.
Craig Silverman covers hoaxes and online misinformation for BuzzFeed News. He says this post falls into a certain genre of fake partisan websites,
where they really focus on the headline first. So they create the most outrageous headline they can. And then the body text, when you read it, it's almost like it's an afterthought.
The article has no date and only one or two lines about State Representative Jason Spencer introducing the actual bill. It's mostly a disconnected series of claims that Islam is both dangerous and not a legitimate religion. Aisha Yacoub is a policy director and lobbyist for the advocacy group Asian Americans Advancing Justice. She fought Spencer's bill.
I think it definitely paints Georgia in a bad light. I mean, I have to give some credit to the fact that there was so much outcry about the bill the first time around.
Spencer himself is also irritated.
This is a half-truth, not really true. They imply that I'm banning Muslim culture. And that's not true.
Still, he says he's considering reintroducing similar legislation next session. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.